hardly anymore. This confrontation has become what his life is all about. There's no future if there's no victory. Croker wasn't flattered. I feel pretty much the same way. He told me, Long Shadow is right about one thing. The whole world is out to get his ass. What's morale like over there? I winced. Was I supposed to tell him in front of people who knew nothing about smoke? Lower than a snake's butt, One Eye said. I glowered at him. They likely to break? Only if Mugabe runs. They may not like him a whole lot, but they believe in him. I stared at Lady. Her eyes were closed. She might be grabbing the chance to nap. Seldom on stage doing anything obvious, she was working harder than anybody else. She had to be completely alert every second. I wondered if Long Shadow and Howler had any notion how exhausted she must be, if they would try to turn things around by taking advantage of that. I shivered. The captain nodded to himself. We go at 3 in the morning. Meantime, everybody rest. His general's mask faded whenever he looked at Lady. In those moments, his feelings were pretty obvious. I drifted off into a reverie, recalling the nightmares Lady had described in her book, all so obsessed with death and destruction, much like the ones I kept having. I was sure she was suffering those again. She was fighting sleep most of the time, trying to avoid them. I visualized Kina as Lady had described her, black and tall, naked, glistening, with 4 arms and 8 teats, vampire fangs and nifty jewelry made from baby skulls and severed penises. Not exactly a girl just like good old Mom. I wondered if Lady had been dreaming any of the times I'd glimpsed something that might have been Kina. I started. For an instant, I thought I had caught a whiff of Kina's perfume, which was the stench of rotting corpses. There would be plenty of that here soon enough. Only the cold kept it from being really bad already. I squeaked. Ty Day was shaking me. Where had he come from? He looked troubled. Croker was staring at me, too. So were the others. I had drifted right off into a nightmare, never realizing I was gone. The captain asked, What's the matter? Bad dream. Lady was just leaving with Swan and Blade. She stopped, looked back at me. Her nostrils moved restlessly, as though she could smell that stench, too. She eyed me hard. Excuse me? I had missed another question while Lady and I exchanged looks. Your in-laws, Murgan. Where are your in-laws?
I don't know. This morning they turned up over there in the Deceiver camp and went berserk.
I spoke softly because I was not sure there was any language I could get past Lady and her tagalongs. Uncle Doge sliced up about 50 Deceivers while Mother Goda covered his back. It was a sight. You don't want to get that old woman mad. I shifted to Nguyen Bao.
Tai Dei, where are Doge and your mother?
He shrugged. That could mean he didn't know or that he wasn't going to say.
Tai Dei doesn't know either. But where had Tai Dei been lately?
He hadn't been underfoot for nearly a day. Referring to what I'd said about Uncle Doge and Mother Goda, Croker said, I've told you a million times not to exaggerate. Old people can't. I'm not exaggerating. Blood and shit were everywhere. That old boy's sword moved so fast you could hardly see it. All those assholes wanted to do was get out of his way. Singh grabbed the girl and ran for it. He's hiding out under Mugabe's